Thanks for joining us today on Soulful Conversations with Chas and Deb. One of my favorite parts of the day has always been conversations with my friend and spiritual teacher, Deb. In 10 years, we've never run out of things to talk about when it comes to matters of spirituality, recovery, the heart, soul, and ego. I always have the questions, and she always has the answers. Today's topic is doing the next right thing, even if we're standing alone. So, what's that mean to you? Doing the next right thing, even if you're standing alone.
Good morning, Chas, and happy Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's Day.
And happy Mother's Day to our viewers. Next right thing. Well, you know, it's taken a lot of years and a lot of work on myself. First of all, to figure out what the next right thing was. But we all have a conscience. And it's just listening to what our conscience says. And sometimes we may go against it because the answer, we don't like it. It scares us. Whatever our reason is, we may go against ourselves. But I think that I've come to a time and place in my life where I trust myself to do what's right. And I will do what's right for myself, but I'll also do what's right for others, too. And, it's hugely important at the end of the day to know that I did the right thing. And sometimes, you know, it's not comfortable doing it's not always the popular thing. It's not always something people understand. But as long as we understand, as long as we feel confident that we did the right thing, that's really all that matters. And I know the price that a person pays when they go against themselves. It's a huge price. I'm not willing to pay it anymore. Are you?
Yeah, it is a huge price to pay. I guess it is part of doing the right thing. I've experienced is sometimes you do. I have felt like I am alone. Like, that has been the feeling, and it's probably why, part of the reason why I haven't done it. Because of that fear of, that fear of what people think. Yes. So, there is a price to pay when you give in to your ego as opposed to your conscience.
You're right. Yeah,
there is.
Ego's very tricky.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep. I just went through, you know, situations with my son. You know, sometimes I feel like I'm alone there in some of the decision making. Sometimes at work, speaking up and doing the next right thing. But what I will say with that particular situation is that I think that I'm standing alone, but then I find out that other people are speaking up too. So sometimes I think that I'm standing alone, but I'm really not. And sometimes when we speak up and do the right thing, others will follow too.
That's
sometimes
true.
Sometimes you can wake things up in other people, you know?
You never know how it's going to go. But it can't be about anything other than doing the next right thing. That we trust ourselves that no matter what, no matter how hard it is, we will do the next right thing. And you know, I had a situation in my group a while back where I had to make some hard decisions. But I did it, one, because it was the right thing to do, first of all, foremost. It was self-care. It was protecting the integrity of the group and the women in it. And I just, you know, I was uncomfortable, but it's just something that needed to be done. So it's not always, you know, it's not always fun.
No.
But if I go, I know what happens when I go against myself. I will regret it. I will regret it. And when we ignore situations, they will get worse. And that's what happened. It continued to get worse. So I probably even let it go on too long. right? It's just
sure.
like your son. If you ignore behaviors and go against your own gut that says, no, this doesn't feel right, then that's a green light, right? For him to continue.
And it gets worse.
And it gets worse. So it really, you know, you either do the right thing or you just let it get worse.
And suffer.
Yes. And for a long time in the past, I would suffer before I would finally, you know, have the courage to do the right thing, but not today.
Yeah. I can relate to that. Sometimes I need to, I don't know, be pushed. Sometimes I just need to suffer.
Yeah, and I think people do. I think, you know, sometimes we got to hit that brick wall a few times because we're hard-headed.
A few times. I don't know. I don't know how many times I need to hit a brick wall sometimes. Goodness gracious. Yeah.
Yes.
In the end, though, yeah, it does come down to making that right decision for yourself. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to quote this right, and I don't even know where I saw this, but I like this. And it said, is this the kindest decision for your future self? Ooh. Like, I love that.
Yeah.
Like, is this going to serve your future self? Like, is future self going to look back and thank you for this?
Okay. Oh, that's a good one. Yeah, that is. That's a good one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Something to think about.
Yeah, and just coming back to, is it for the greater good?
Yeah. Yep. But here's where addiction comes in. So let's touch on that one, Chas. Because, you know, addiction can lead us down the wrong path. Addiction will. And when I think of addiction, I think of the egoic mind. You know, that we just become fixed on or obsessed with something or someone or getting something to go our way. And yeah, and we can just obsess about it until it drives us pretty near crazy, right?
Yeah.
And I don't feel like I'm going to go crazy, but, you know, I joke about it because it is kind of funny to me. But I, yes, you know how much I love baby birds. Problem is baby birds grow up. So I love feeding them and training them and all that. And then I love finding them home. But then part of me is like, okay, this is the last baby now. And then next thing you know, I'm thinking, I'm looking on Craigslist, like, okay, it's time for another baby. And it's like, so I question myself, is this like an addiction? Or is this something I just really enjoy? It might be both. It might actually be both, because I really do enjoy it. But, you know, I have enough birds. I have enough birds I can play with and train. So when is enough enough, too?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Sometimes we want more.
Yeah, we think more is better. And that's kind of how I've lived my life in the past with stuff, you know, even with food. More is better, more is better. And it's like I'm letting go of that thinking, but this is an area I'm still holding a little tightly to.
And mine would be the area of attention from men. So, yes. Yep. It gets activated. Like, I'm good to a certain point, and then the obsessing starts again. Yes. And it's like something gets triggered in there. It's like, oh, like, all right. Like, too much attention must have come my way. Like, too much interest must have been shown, because there I am, obsessing again. Writing the narrative.
And here's the crazy part, Chas, is they know.
They know.
They know when they have the upper hand. They know when they have control.
That's messed
they
up.
They know the right things to say.
Yeah.
It's very calculated. Yes, they know, right? I mean, if you look at the history of the men, did they not, beginning with the very first one, did they not know?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yep. Something gets triggered. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
So in the end, yep, it's trusting. I'll make the right decision for myself.
Mm-hmm.
This one gets messy for me. It's something, yeah. I do. I start obsessing.
But it goes back to childhood, right? It goes back to that childhood wound.
Yeah, it does. Right back there.
And haven't let go of that piece yet, but you want to let go so you can break free of the past.
Yes, I do. It does cause a great deal of suffering for me.
Yes. And if I think about my birds, you know, as a little girl, I did not feel safe in my house except with my little dog. I had a little toy apricot poodle that I had from the time it was born. And I just adored that dog and took, you know, dressed her and just spent all my time with her. I just felt safe with her. And so I think, and I love nurturing her. And I think that's just been a theme for me my whole life with nurturing. It gives me a sense of peace, a sense of something. And so that's the feeling that I like. That's the feeling when I feed baby birds. It's that feeling that I like, that nurturing feeling. I wasn't nurtured, but I self-soothed by nurturing, if that makes sense.
It does.
Yeah.
It's a feeling. It's the same for me. It's a feeling. It's a feeling.
Yeah.
It's not a nurturing feeling for me. It's a special feeling.
Yeah.
Which probably felt loving to me as a child.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. That equated love for you as a child.
Yeah. Yep. Got to break free.
I know.
Yeah.
I know.
Doing the next right thing.
Well, I came close to getting a baby bird this week.
Yeah, but you said no. You said no. I was shocked. You said no. Yeah.
I did say no. I thought about it and said no. But I can't tell you what's going to happen next week.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. It's okay. I don't feel terribly bad about it.
No.
It's not. No, I don't have that guilt hangover. I don't have any.
Yeah, it's not causing you pain.
No.
So, well, what would you say your intention is for today?
My intention today is love.
Oh, love. Mm-hmm. I kind of like that intention, actually. I'm going to go with love today, too.
Yeah, just bring it to everything.
Self-love.
Yes, that particular.
I need some self-love.
Mother's Day was a good day. Every day is. Don't need a holiday. But yeah, today's a reminder.
Yeah, ladies, let's love ourselves today. We don't need to get it from somebody else. Let's give it to ourselves.
And let's experience the things that happen to us throughout the day as an experience of love. Seeing it through eyes of love rather than wounded eyes. How about that?
Yeah, I like that.
Mm-hmm. Just set the intention.
Any last thoughts?
No, happy Mother's Day.
Yeah, happy Mother's Day to everybody out there. So thanks for being here this morning, and thanks for sharing all your wisdom with us.
We hope you've enjoyed this episode of Soulful Conversations with Chas and Deb. For anyone who's interested in exploring more wisdom, check out Deb's blog at debbiecruz.blogspot.com and also one of her several recovery Facebook groups, Codependent No More, Support Group for Women, where you will find access to her other groups and also Zoom recovery meetings, where women get to connect directly and ask questions. Until next time!